So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara cited a braiso, which discusses whether straw with grain or other produce with its branches can be used as schach. The Tanakhama says, in Pesalis Meruba Lo'ichlin Ksheira, they can only be used if the non-edible portions are greater than the food portions. Acheir Meirim, Ad Shiyu Kashin Merubin Ala Yadis Valo'ichlin, they can only be used if the non-edible portions are greater than the food portion and the handles combined. The Gemara assumes their reasoning to be that Acherim hold Yesh Lehen Yadis, the Yad is part of the Pri. And the Tanakama holds Ein Lehen Yadis, the Yad is not part of the Pri. However, the Gemara explained that this price is speaking only of a case, Shekaitetzen La'achila V'nim L'chalein L'sichuch. It was initially cut to eat, and it acquired a Din Yad. And according to Acherim, even when he decided to use it for Schach, it does not lose its Din Yad. Whereas the Tanakama holds Ein Lehen Yadis, because it does lose its din yad when he changed its purpose. The Gemara now questions the Tanakhama from a well-known Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Kala kelim yodim dei tuma b'machshava, vein oylem mitumasin el b'shina maisa. All vessels can achieve the status of being able to be makabel tuma by thought alone, but that status cannot be removed with thought alone, only by physical change. Maisa moitzi miyad maisa u'miyad machshava. A physical act can reverse another physical act, and of course a thought. But a thought cannot reverse a physical act or even a thought. Therefore, according to this Mishnah, produce that was rendered susceptible to tumah by the original thought to eat them cannot be rendered impervious to tumah by the new thought of using it for schach, contradicting the Tanakam of our Mishnah. The Gemara answers by suggesting the possibility that perhaps there is a difference between the main object and the yadis regarding the ruling that thoughts cannot remove the susceptibility of tumah. This will depend on how we understand the following Mishnah. Kol yadis ha'eichin shebesasin begoyrin tyrus. Rabbi Yosi Mitame. The meaning of the word besasin is disputed. Rabbi Elazar says it means hitra agudan, he untied the straw. And Rabbi Yochanan says it means besasin mamish, he crushed the straw. According to Belaza, the Tanakhama is saying that all yadis that are untied on the threshing floor can no longer become tummy. And Yasi says they do. The owner untied them because he no longer wanted the grain attached to the stems, and untying is considered merely a machshava, not a maisa, because it does not physically change the item. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds that the status of yadis can be changed by machshava, while Yasi holds that even the status of yadis cannot be changed by machshava. According to this understanding, we can say that our Tanakama of Schach holds like that Tanakama and Acherim hold like Rabbi Yosi. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Tanakama says that all handles of foods that are crushed on the threshing floor can no longer become Tamei, while Rabbi Yosi says they can. According to this Pshat, the Tanakama agrees that a physical act is necessary to change the status, and the status of the Yadis were changed by Maisa. Rabbi Yosi holds that this maisa is not enough to change the status of yadis, because the yadis still benefit the grain, and that ru'uyis lahavchin ba'asar, the straw can be turned with a pitchfork. According to this understanding, we must also say that in our case of schach, a maisa was done, and our Tanakama holds like that Tanakama, and Acherim hold like Rabbi Yosi. Since the Gemara mentioned a pitchfork, a lesson from Rabbi Elazar is taught. When Yitzchak and Rivka were davening to have children, the verse says, v'yeter Yitzchak l'Hashem, and he prayed to Hashem. This word has the same root as asar, a pitchfork. Rabbi Elazar says the praise of the righteous are like pitchforks because they turn over Hashem's attribute of judgment to his attribute of mercy. Zark the Mishnah. Mesachin ben Esarim div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Oyser. Rabbi Yehuda says we can use boards as schach, and Rabbi Meir says we cannot. Nosn la nasar shehu rochav abba tfachim kshera, ubavad shal yishin tachtav. If a person used a board that was 4 tfachim wide, the sukkah is valid, but he may not sleep under the board. The Gemara records two explanations of the dispute in the Mishnah. Actually, boards are schach kasher, because they are eina mekabel tuma v'geduli karka. They are, however, disqualified from the Rabbanon because of gzeiros tikra. They look like the roof of a home. Therefore, Amar Rav, machlekes ben nesarim sheish ben arba, der meir is le gzeiros tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less le gzeiros tikra. According to Rav, their disagreement is about a board that is 4 tefachim wide. Rabbi Meir subscribes to Gezerah's Tikra, and Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with that Gezerah. But they agree that a board which is less than 4 tefachim is valid, because it is not at all similar to a Tikra. Shmuel Amar, b'she'in behen arba machlekes, av b'yesh behen arba, devir akol psula. Shmuel says they are arguing about a board that is less than 4 tefachim, whether it's like a tikkur or not, but a board of 4 tefachim they agree is possible. Rabbi clarifies Shmuel's explanation. Yesh ben arba dibri hakol psula. A board of 4 tefachim all agree is possible because it looks like a tikkra. Pachas mishlesha dibri hakol ksher. If it's less than 3, everyone agrees that it's kosher because kana bi'aman in them. They're merely sticks, clearly not like a tikkra. Ki pligi mishlesha arba. Marsav akivin the lesson of his sheer makom lo gizrinan. Marsav akivin the nafkilu mitaris loved gizrinan. When it's between 3 and 4, Yehuda says it's not significant enough to be prohibited by Gezeris Tikra, and Rameh says that since it's larger than what is covered by Lavid, it is significant. Based on the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara clarifies the Sefer of the Mishnah. Nosnu la nesar shu rachav arba tfachim, shera, ubevat shal yishin tachtav. If a person used a board that was 4 tfachim wide, the sukkah is valid, but he may not sleep under the board. According to Shmuel, this halacha is in accord with both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. According to Rav, it is only in accord with Rabbi Meir. The Gemara continues with the discussion about boards as schach. Hafchen al tzidehen. Rav Huna amar psula. Rav Chizda v'Rab, Rav Huna amri kshera. If boards 4 tefachim wide, which would be possible when laid flat, were turned on their side, which is less than 3 tefachim wide, Rav Huna says the sukkah is still possible, because nasu kishvudin shal matchas, they are considered inherently disqualified as spits of metal. Rav Chizda says it's kosher because it's not like a tikra. The Gemara tries to find support for Rav Huna from a braisa that says, if a 4 tefachim board was placed over the sukkah, but only 3 tefachim were actually within the sukkah, it is possible. Apparently, this could happen by turning the board on its side, supporting Rav Huna's opinion. This proof is refuted because the board could be apum medim talalta, over the entrance to the sukkah in such a way that 3 of its tefachim are within the sukkah and the 4th extended beyond it. This is like pesal hayitzim in a sukkah. Valid schach that extends beyond the sukkah is treated like the sukkah. So too, this board is part of the sukkah, and since it is 4 tefachim wide and not valid schach, the entire sukkah is invalid.